It's found in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. It'll be up on the screen. Okay.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard that he heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests, and teachers of law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to go to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
I am the king. I am King Herod. I am the king. Look at my crown. And this thing. And my palace. And I have power. You're not a king. You're not really a king. You're just a sheep. You're not a true king. I am the king. I am Herod. What? These wise men have been come looking for a king. I'm here. Look at me. I'm the king. I have a crown. Bethlehem? No, look at my palace. Come here. I am King Herod. And I am the king. You see, that was King Herod. He loved being a king. And as I put this on and I feel the power, we love being the king. We love dressing up and being in charge. We told this story to our daughter Fee the other week. And we said to her, "Who's the king?" And she said, "I am! I'm the king!" And that's something we do as kids. And it's something we do as grown-ups too. We like to be in power. We like to say we're the king. And when those teachers or those parents or those politicians or those bosses tell us what to do, how dare they? We are the king and not them. It's a human thing, isn't it? Our first character we meet in this story is King Herod. And he says, "I am the king." Right, quick costume change. Okay, the wise men. They were pretty important people, right? They were really, really clever, because they could look up the stars and figure out what was going on. And they had lots and lots of the money, because they could give gold as a present. Spoiler alert, none of you are getting gold as Christmas presents this year, okay? Not from me, anyway. Not from me. They had lots of money. They were important people. But what did they say when they came to King Herod? They said, "Where's the king?" We have come to worship this King Jesus. Even though we're really important, we're quite clever, we got lots of money, we have come to worship this King. You see, these wise men, they were very wise. They said, I'm not the king. They said, there's one that's better. It's not Herod, but it's this baby born in a manger. You see, when we think about a king, we need to think, are they any good? So one of my favourite films, which I've spoken about before, is The Lion King. Does anyone like lions? And The Lion King? Oh, I love The Lion King. And who's the big king at the start in The Lion King? What's his name? Starts with a muh. Mufasa. Mufasa is the king. And what's his brother called?
Scar.
And Scar says, I'm not going to bow down to you, Mufasa, because I don't think you're a very good king. And I think I could be a better king. So Scar says, no, I don't like you, Mufasa. But for the wise men and for Herod and for us, we need to think, what kind of king is this baby Jesus? Is he a good king? That's worth us saying, you're the king? Or is he a bit of a naff, kind of bad king? Well, in that reading, Jesus is described as a shepherd king. I wonder if you heard that as it was described. He is described as a shepherd. And have we got any shepherds out in our audience today? Oh, yeah, you're looking good. That's a lovely tea towel on your head. Any other shepherds? You're looking great. You see, shepherds mean that this king comes to serve. You see, you didn't become a shepherd because you had great clothes. You didn't become a shepherd for the job perks. But you became a shepherd because you cared about the sheep and you looked after the animals. And our King Jesus is a king who cares. He says he will look after us when life is really dark and hard. He says he will help us and be our good king. He's our king, and where's he from? Was he born in the palace? Was he born in the 5-star hotel? Was he born at Steppen Hill? Where was he born?
Stable.
In a stable? With hay? Straw? Same thing. Who cares, farmer boy? With straw? Does this look very kingly? Does it look very sterile and clean? What kind of king is this? You see, the Jesus that was born in the stable comes low. He comes in the dirt and with the animals. And Jesus, our king, goes even lower. This is our king who takes our bodily flesh, our God who comes. And is our king that doesn't mind hanging out with the animals, with the low folk, with your average guys like us. He's a king that comes low. And he's a king that comes as our brother. This is the wonderful news of Christmas. That Jesus, even though he's God, he's happy to call us his brother. He comes as a human. And because he comes as our brother, he says that we can be called his brothers. His brothers and sisters. We can become friends with God and be part of his big and amazing family. And you, no matter if you're dressed in a funny costume, no matter if you're not, no matter if you're young or you're old, or you've had a really bad term at school, or you've had a really good term at school, You can be welcome to be part of this family. Not because of any of that stuff, but because Jesus comes to be our brother and invite us to be in his family. So what does this mean? Well, Jesus is a king like no other. Isn't he a wonderful king? A king that comes to serve. A king that comes low. And a king who is our brother. Which means that we can be part of God's big family forever. It means that he knows some of the rubbish stuff of life. He went through it as our brother. And he wants to help us and be with us in it. So my question to you this Christmas is this, and it's going to come up on the screen. Where will you put your crown this Christmas? Will it stay on your head and say, I'm the king? Actually, Jesus, you're kind of nice, but I know best. Or will you, like the wise man this Christmas, come to Jesus and take your crown off your head and you come and place it at his feet. You bring what you've got and we come and offer it as a gift to our baby Jesus. Why? Because he is an amazing king. He's a king that loves us and is good for us. So in a moment I'm going to say a prayer and talk to our great king. And I'm going to say three things, and you're welcome to pray along with me if you'd like to. I'm going to say, wow. Wow to God. Wow, Jesus, you are this amazing king. I'm going to get to say sorry. Sorry for when we steal your crown and we put it on our heads. And we're going to say, please, please help us to put the crown off our heads and lay it at your feet. So we're going to say a prayer together. And if you want to make it your prayer, maybe agree along in your heart and say an amen at the end, okay? So let's pray to our gods. Father God, we say wow. We say wow that Jesus is this great king. Wow that he has come to serve us. Wow that God would come and be our brother. God, we say sorry. Sorry for when we steal your crown and we think we know best. And we seek to do life without you. We say sorry. And God, we say please, please help us to take the crown off our heads and lay it at your feet. Help us to follow you and live like your family this Christmas. And thank you that you are this good God. Amen.